The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is the Secular Brothers Podcast. We want truth, no more lies, no more lies. We speak how we feel, no more compromise. Take away our freedom, huh? Now, this is America, land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me. Land of the brave and a home of the free, and a country full of people feel just like me.
Welcome to the Seculo Brothers Podcast. This is Logan Seculo.
And I'm Will Haynes.
Yeah, sitting in, flip-flopping here. Jordan was out. I was out last week. Jordan's out today. He'll be back on Thursday. So
right.
As the song goes, this is America. Not, though, where we're starting today. We are starting in Mexico. And that is a tweet. Let's just put it up on the screen. We got it. Yeah. This is from the president of Mexico. If you thought President Trump, if people went after President Trump for
upset
tweeting
about
things
his
they
tweets.
Thought were outrageous.
Yeah.
This came out, and look, I do kind of love it. I'll translate it. I have it translated from Spanish into English. I share two photos of our supervision of the Mayan train works. One taken by an engineer of 3 days ago. This is obviously Google translated. Apparently from what they call an ALUX. Or A-L-U-X?
ALUX. A-lux. Yeah, I think is the way it's pronounced.
A sculpture. Yeah, essentially an Aztec sculpture. And it says everything is mystical. And it's essentially an image he is claiming, and not in jest, to be a mythical creature that will, if we're looking at it closely, if you look at the comparison, it's got some similarities.
The folklore creature is a woodland elf.
Yes. Sorry, right. I didn't clear that up.
And that's what you can see in the sculpture if you're watching. It is clearly sculpted elf.
It's an elf.
Like an elf hat.
Like a troll, kind of.
Right.
Like a troll. I think that's his hair.
Is it? I don't know. It's all stone.
It's got a point top knot, I believe.
Top knot? See, I thought that was like a little fuzzy ball.
It's like a gnome or a troll, a treasure troll. But the picture he posted kind of looks like some kind of monkey with long hair.
Like a rock and roll monkey.
And devil eyes.
It's in a Kiss cover band, monkey.
In his defense, if I just encountered this, I'd be like, well, there it is. There, I've been waiting to see this. If I've been waiting my whole life, like, clearly the president of Mexico is like a Bigfoot hunter.
Right.
Like, he has been waiting for his moment to see this woodland elf, and here it is.
Mexico's got a lot going on, whether it's the mass migrant crisis that stems from Central America, goes through their entire country and ends up at our southern border, cartel wars, corruption. But it's like the president of Mexico was waiting for his intel agencies to get this train conductor, engineer is what it seems like, took the photo and brought it to his attention. And he had to get it out there for the people to see. And also the very clear correlation between this shadowy creature in the tree and the stone creature that looks like a stone creature.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of the responses. Some of his political opponents have said, yes, this is actually a picture that was taken a couple of years ago.
Oh, no.
And in Thailand. I'm not sure if that's true.
So someone, this is the bureaucracy at work. Someone brought him, one of our engineers took this photo. You got to get it out to the people. They got to know what happened.
And that's the concern of what seems to be his political opponents, because this was one person put, you are very sad. This is all translated. Very sad. And the country even more. If you believe it, you are stupid. And if you're lying, you are malicious. So again, they're flipping it on him and making this a big political moment because, again, not done in jest. We can all laugh about it a little bit because it is, you know, it's ridiculous. But he claims it was an elf. You should look at the photos yourself. But we're not going to spend too much time on this. I just wanted to start something a little more lighthearted.
Well,
it sounds like in the world of Mexican politics, not lighthearted. They're taking it pretty seriously.
When I got like a push notification about this, obviously, you know.
Confirmed, woodland elf.
Breaking news. But it just said, world leader tweets photo to confirm mythical creature, something like that. And my mind immediately went to North Korea because in North Korea, a lot of their, well, in North Korea, they have a lot of folklore about unicorns and the, it is part of almost the doctrine of the government that because they view the Kim family as being deity almost, and that there's all this mythology with Kim Jong Il and Kim Jong Un, obviously his son, and then I forget the grandfather, but who helped start modern day North Korea. But it has all this stuff to do with unicorns. They believe that there's unicorns in their nation that live in caves. And so I immediately thought, oh, this is going to be about North Korea. Kim Jong-un is putting something out. But no, it was our neighbor to the south.
It's the border crisis we should be concerned about the
most,
which
about
is
the
woodland elves. Because if the woodland elves, you know there's no border patrol agents. If they see a bunch of woodland elves, just what are they going to do?
Well, and if this woodland elf was actually from Thailand, what is it doing in Mexico?
Yeah, full of fentanyl.
Right.
That's a problem. That's what we're concerned.
Big problem.
It's not a, they're drug mules. This is a drug.
Woodland elf.
Mythical creature. Oh, man. It's been a long show, long day. We had a pretty intense broadcast this morning that we did because we've been filling in for my brother and my dad over on the main show on Seculo. So we're here to blow off some steam. But we do have some other stories we want to get to, Will. Not just featuring mythical creatures, but featuring journalists, the news. You know, those are kind of mythical creatures these days. Are people who are actually... true journalist.
Right.
You don't see them a lot anymore. And I don't know if either of these guys are either.
Well, and this is kind of filed under the Trump derangement syndrome lives loudly within some journalists still.
Okay.
To quote or to paraphrase Senator Feinstein of the dogma lives loudly within them. But Nate Silver actually tweeted in response to the Wall Street Journal's report, which came out on Sunday, which we're still kind of seeing the impact of that the Department of Energy believes that there was likely a leak from the lab at the Wuhan Institute, which led to the global pandemic that the world has been reeling from for years. So when that came out, that story, Nate Silver, who many know from 538, they do a lot of polling.
Yeah.
A lot of it is math-based journalism.
Yeah, he's one of the more quoted pollsters because his reliability, though not 100%,
I don't know if anyone is reliable in that world anymore, but yes.
Okay, the last 8 years was kind of known as like the guy who gets the predictions.
Right. So he tweeted, well, the behavior of a certain cadre of scientists who used every trick in the book to suppress discussion of this issue is something I'll never forget. A huge disservice to science and public health. They should be profoundly embarrassed. And... actually, that's a pretty good take from Nate Silver. I'm glad that he said that. And
he's not like a hard right figure by any means.
No, he's definitely, if you were to like politicize him, probably more liberal leaning. But he so believes in the math. He's almost like don't question the math kind of a journalist. But Mehdi Hasan, who is an MSNBC host, quickly responded and said the simple reason why so many people weren't keen to discuss the quote lab leak theory, and he put stars around that, is because it was originally conflated by the right with a quote Chinese bioweapon conspiracy and continues to be conflated by the right with anti-Fauci conspiracies. Blame the conspiracy theorists.
So flipping on it, saying actually, though it was a real theory, y'all took it too far, made it into a conspiracy theory, therefore we couldn't report on the real facts.
Yeah, that's the way that reads to me. So Nate Silver, back and forth, he goes, this is so refreshingly honest. The bad people thought the lab leak might be true. Therefore, as journalists, we couldn't be expected to actually evaluate the evidence for it. Once again, Nate Silver almost sounds like a conservative oh, man, because these people we don't agree with are raising a question, therefore it cannot be true.
He's gone through
therefore,
Bill Maher therapy and is turned.
Well, you know, maybe they're seeing that that gets you some ratings. So true. Maybe he's trying to get some traffic.
Maybe I'll be Friday
website.
Night on CNN. Let's see.
And then Mehdi Hasan, once again, stick to numbers because reading my words seems to be hard for you. The quote, bad people wanted to use the quote lab leak to distract from Trumpian incompetence, push racist messages, and insane conspiracies. But some of us still hosted debates about lab leak on our shows. Did you/531, which he It's 538. Put the wrong number, which, that's, I mean, fine. 1 and 8 are so close to each other on the keyboard. It's an honest mistake. I get that. But the back and forth and them having this kind of discussion, it is fascinating to watch unfold. I watched some of the Young Turks last night on YouTube, of which I never say that I watch it.
I wanted to see, well, the reason I watched it, that's in your algorithm? Okay, I question everything.
It was a headline that I was like, that's interesting to see, because it was about this. And if anyone knows the Young Turks, probably the most far left you can get.
Yeah.
There's not like really a redeeming
they're very aggressive.
Hint of, very, right. They're aggressive. They're not kind people per se. But they were going into this whole thing of like, of course this is what happened. Why are people in government and in these corporations and in the media still not saying this is logical? They even went so far as to say, like, the concept of it being human to animal, animal to human transmission from a wet market is the most absurd and kind of offensive thing to put out there when this is a potentially.
It's always been a very logical sense. Of all the different conspiracies that maybe came out of COVID, and some were, or theories, let's say, not even just conspiracies, but some were very, I think, were very extreme to the point where I was like, okay, y'all are crazy. And then there were some that always felt like, oh yeah, that's probably right.
Right.
This is the one I'd say that felt always like in your gut. I said this earlier. In your gut, we all kind of felt this was true.
Right.
Though we were being told other things, everyone, and I mean that probably on the left and the right, were not going, and maybe not everyone on the left, but for the most part, most people were going either, I didn't care what you felt about the virus or vaccines or whatever it was. But with this one, what the origin was, I think most people assumed that this was at least, at the best case scenario, unintentionally released from a lab,
right,
in that city. So he's right in that sense of going, these were very logical. This was the most logical way to, and honestly, these way to do it. Now, obviously, China doesn't like it because it puts the blame on them, not on some weird, I ate a bat.
Well,
and therefore, it mutated and became a virus that killed millions of people.
Mehdi Hassan's point, where he says that the bad people wanted to use the lab leak to push racist messages, what I think pushes a racist message, or one that causes people to look in a bad or negative light against the actual people of China, is not, oh, something bad happened in a lab and this, let's say, best case scenario was negligent and got out.
Right.
Worst case scenario is intentionally. That is something very much against the regime of China. But if you're like, you know, people, they go to this wet market and they just eat bats. That's more offensive.
Yeah.
If you're saying the whole world is now under a global pandemic where millions of people are dying because some people ate some bats. That, I feel like, which is what the mainstream narrative was, seems more offensive to me than the government of China is a bad actor.
Well, but that's the problem. They're not scared of the people of China. They're not scared of demonizing them.
Right.
They're scared of demonizing a country that holds so much of our resources.
Right.
So, it was clear. It's like, yeah, who would you rather offend? The Chinese people?
Mm-hmm.
And say, look, they eat crazy things. Or, I know he said that this was racist, you're right. Or would you rather go after likely the origin of it, which is the government, who we know are notoriously not great, but again,
and they don't tell the truth.
Don't tell the truth, but again, control a lot of what happens here in America, not just what happens in China. Obviously, we all know about our manufacturing, we know about the land purchases, we know about all these things that are happening. It's not just an easy. It's much easier to believe the lab. It is much easier for the government, our government, for it to be a bat.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, well, we don't
more
have
convenient.
To, yeah, because then
you
don't have to go after anyone.
Exactly. You don't have to go after an adversary
and
hold them accountable if you can just say, you know, maybe we should change some of the cultural eating habits of the people of China. But it's just
absurd.
And are
those all back open? Can you go? Is there a wet market still?
I don't know. Well, I mean, we've seen that China until this year was still very aggressively enforcing the zero COVID policy, so much so that we had those protests. Well, it was towards the end of 2022 where It was because of some people were trapped in apartment buildings that were had caught fire, and there were deaths attributed to how tightly they were locking people down, arresting people for trying to go to the store and things
here's,
of that nature.
Here's what I will tell you. Don't Google are the wet markets still open, because the first article is from PETA, and it is some of the most disturbing things.
Like images.
Oh, well, PETA, they're known for their images.
Well, they like to shock.
I'm shocked.
Oh, no.
It's just...
Let that be a lesson to you, Logan.
It's
Think
just,
before you Google.
It's just a lot of domesticated animals.
Oh, no!
It's just a lot of domesticated animals in cages ready to be...
For purchase.
Yes.
For consumables.
Consumables, yes. The Wuhan one did close January 1st, 2020, and has not reopened. So at least that one is no longer there. Some of the ones in Thailand and some of the other countries still have them, and they are disturbing. All right, well,
there
I just
go.
Ruined my day.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Logan.
It's okay. It's all your fault.
You feeling queasy, a little sick after watching that?
I am feeling sick, and that's great because I know I'm protected, and I'm protected because of Centurion Labs. And you need to go check out their website, centurionlabs.com/bros. Take a look at all the products they offer. You got a cough? You got a sore throat? They got Ninja Cough. You're looking for some things to make you feel a little, give you a little boost, boost your immunity? They got Defender Immunity Boost. You need a little help sleeping? They got Defender Immunity Boost PM, so it helps you sleep and it helps your immunity. Great products. We like these guys. American-made, conservative Christian guys based in Alabama. You need to take a look at their website, centurionlabs.com/bros. Use promo code bros, and you're going to get 20% off your first bottle order. So go ahead and place that at centurionlabs.com/bros.
You may
bros.
Need to take some of that Defender PM after looking at those images of the wet market.
Get some nightmares.
It may help you sleep a little bit more soundly.
You still have nightmares?
Every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Different kind of nightmares when I was a youngster.
Yeah. Mine are mainly just like, you know, I got to deal with this person.
Right.
Yeah. What if it's going to happen in the morning?
I think technically, people love hearing about dreams. You tell dreams, people get really engaged.
They can convert. They can Joseph them.
I think it was a nightmare last night, technically under the category of nightmare, that we had like 4 inches of rain in the forecast, and I'm like, kids can't just play outside. Like, I mean, that's kind of a nightmare. You're trapped. Everyone's trapped inside.
It's daddy's time to buy an Xbox.
Yeah, I think it's stir crazy. Is that a nightmare, though? Does that fall under that category? I mean, it was...
Stressful.
Yeah.
I think it's more of a stress dream.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm surprised you remember it. I always forget my dreams.
Well, I didn't remember until just then.
You write it down. Like, you have a dream journal. You like turn around and be like,
4 inches of rain in the forecast.
4 inches.
It's terrible.
Too many.
1 inch a day, 4 days.
How will we survive?
Right.
I've talked about this already. I was in Las Vegas and it was snowing. So if you look at Southern California, it's covered in snow. So that to me is more of a nightmare. Because, I mean, we can't handle the snow here.
No.
In a state that gets snow every year.
They can barely handle rain.
Yeah.
In California. Because they never have it.
Weirdly, the theme to Laguna Beach, wasn't it? Let the rain fall down.
Was that the theme?
I don't know. I feel like it was. Looking at some people in there, they're singing. No one can confirm that.
Hillary Duff? Was she the one who sang that?
Let the rain fall down.
Yeah, that's not me singing, by the way. That is our producer. And I think like a multiple award winning performer.
Musician,
you wouldn't know from that performance.
Nominated.
Okay. Nominated for multiple awards. I don't know which awards, but some awards he's been nominated.
Yeah, it was Hillary Duff, Come Clean.
Was that the theme song too?
Yes.
To Laguna Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You're not wrong.
Oh, I was playing Jeopardy last night, as old people do.
You were playing or watching and saying the answers out loud.
That one?
Yeah.
Oh, it was the Hills. Okay. Well, they were like the same.
And I thought it was Laguna Beach.
The Hills had a good one, too. The Hills had an Ashley Simpson song.
Unwritten. The rest is still unwritten. Natasha Bedingfield.
No, because the Laguna Beach was a song by like a Christian band, I feel like.
No, Laguna Beach, according to the Google machine,
okay.
Hillary Duff.
We're
going to
move
clean.
On. Regardless, you can figure it out yourself. So I watch, my wife and I watch Jeopardy as old people do. If we miss it, we DVR it and watch it later.
Oh.
By the way, it's only about 16 minutes of programming.
Yeah, you watch the wheel watch too?
Or do you watch the wheel?
Yeah.
Not as regularly. So Jeopardy, you know, I feel like I go on a hot streak.
Yeah.
And then it goes cold. Last night, there was an entire Daniel Radcliffe-hosted Harry Potter category.
Oh, man.
I got all of them.
Of course.
I mean, and my favorite is they did go for them first. Like, the panelists or whatever you call them, contestants, were like, oh, yeah, we're going for all of those. The first one was Harry Potter for 1,000. And they get all of them right. I get all of them right. I'm yelling and screaming. I'm like, I would destroy in this game. The next,
you know, the president of Mexico would see the Harry Potter category. He'd be like, Harry Potter creatures. For 1,000, yeah. Mythical creature.
Woodland elf.
He would say, a Lux! And they'd say, no, we were looking for Dobby the house elf.
Yeah, so you're wrong. He does kind of look like long-haired Dobby.
He does, kind of.
And then the next category was something, and I missed it. And it was actually my hometown of Decatur, Georgia.
Oh, no.
And I was like, they're like, what city is this? This place. They showed a Waffle House museum. They're like, yeah, exactly. They're like, it's home to a Waffle House museum. Don't mistake it for an actual Waffle House. And it's also da 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 da. And I was like, I got no idea. And then the person, no one knew it. Like, Decatur, Georgia. I was like, oh, good. Where I lived a good portion of my life. And I had no idea, but I got every Harry Potter question right.
Well, I want to go to the museum.
Well, it just looks like an old Waffle House.
Was it the original one?
I don't know.
And they've converted it?
I would assume.
Because that's where Waffle House started, was in outside of Atlanta.
I've never thought about, I need to visit the first one.
Yeah, it's 2719 East College Avenue, Decatur, Georgia. Contact us about the museum. What do you have to request a tour?
Oh,
you can't
not
just
a,
go? Okay, what kind of museum is this?
It's like in Palm Springs. It's like all these here, by appointment only.
That's not a museum. That's
this belongs in a museum.
So South Park got some flack from the Royals, right? Y'all talked about this on the show.
Yeah, you talked about it already.
Yeah, that Prince Harry was
Prince Harry and Meghan were very angry
about the whole sketch with on South Park, where they were going on their tour privacy tour.
Very South Park, very just silly, funny, hilarious.
If they get upset when then they're doing things like this, where Prince Harry is set to speak with a trauma expert, and this is a Canadian doctor and author, Gabor Maté.
Okay.
And they're going to have an intimate conversation where they discuss trauma, mental health challenges, things of this nature, which is good for people to do. I don't want to belittle that. But they're selling tickets that you can watch it online for $33.99.
So almost exactly like the sketch in South Park.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're – I understand being an advocate for that. But when you're simultaneously being like, leave us alone, but now we're going to talk with someone and you can buy tickets to watch me talk about trauma.
Yeah. In person,
deep hurt.
I maybe can at least kind of get it. But the live stream thing, one, it's – you know, that's a bit dated at this point. But – to do that, yeah, it just plays into it. And they're trying to sue Matt and Trey, but they go on these tours. I mean,
I feel like this is going to be exhibit one if there is any sort of discovery, if it's not just thrown out. But it's like,
they're going to throw that out.
Tell me about the time you sold tickets when you were revealing all your trauma.
Throw it out. I mean, American free speech laws hopefully protect South Park, a show that's been on the air. I mean, it's an American institution at this point. It's been on the air for 25, 27 years.
Yeah.
Still
remains so relevant.
Still will. We'll occasionally throw an episode out there that makes gigantic news. And this being one of them, mainly because someone gets so mad that they're going to sue. And I like that they're Canadians in it. They're the South Park Canadian characters.
Right.
They're like Terrence and Philip. They're like the half faces. It's like, I love they made them Canadians. Like, it's just so fun. Like, the whole thing was funny.
Yes.
I thought it was great. Will, I'm getting stuck on this Waffle House tour, if I'm being honest.
I can't get over it.
I'm on this website right now, and it says, Memories from Under the Yellow Sign. It's not just a tour. It's a pilgrimage. It is only available Wednesdays at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., and you have to submit a request with a backup date.
So it's like if you miss 1 week.
You gotta wait
a
whole week.
Can you come the next week?
And here's the thing. The inside of it looks like every Waffle House you've ever gone to.
Yeah, there's nothing really unique about it.
It's the bar. It's got, other than the fact that it says salads are 30 cents instead of, what, $1.50 or whatever it costs. There's like a modern ketchup bottle that's like, you know. I do kind of want
to
go.
Do you get to eat at it? Or
no,
do you literally
they don't serve food there.
Okay.
According to the Jeopardy question.
You know, it's been featured in Southern Living Magazine and in the AMC show Halt and Catch Fire.
You know, it sounds like we did. Did I talk about the tank? I talked about the tank, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we talked about the tank. My wife ran over a tank for our anniversary.
You did.
She didn't run over a tank. She ran over a car in a tank.
Right.
Okay, if I didn't, another podcast maybe I did.
Yeah,
so
someone
my
else
wife,
did.
For our anniversary, we didn't do gifts this year. We had a big trip. And the big gift I gave her, other than it was a surprise wedding renewal, vow renewal, but following that was I paid for her to drive a tank, which she'd always wanted to do, over a vehicle.
Right.
Over a Honda Civic.
Uh-huh.
Before we got in it, it just reminded me, they were like, you know, you recognize this tank?
It looks like a generic tank.
Like it's not an Abrams tank.
Oh.
Because you can't get those legally.
Right, because we still use Abrams
tanks.
We just sent them to Ukraine.
We got lots of secrets in them. He's like, so this is actually a Canadian tank.
Oh.
We repainted. And then he's like, you ever seen The Incredible Hulk with Edward Norton? I said, yes, I have. And he's like, you know that scene where he takes the tank and throws it? I was like, yeah, that's probably. He's like, this is the tank.
Okay. Hold up. First of all, that was CGI, right? Like, why did they have a tank at all in that movie? Second of all, oddly, you and I may be the only people who did see that version of The Incredible Hulk. Midnight showing in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
What was the tank? But then he also says, like, also, Denzel Washington. I forget what movie would have a tank, but he's like, you know that one. Or Courage Under Fire. He's like, you know Courage Under Fire? It's like, what? This is an old tank.
Right.
This tank has been in movies since the mid-90s.
You couldn't upgrade?
Yeah.
Come on.
Same tank.
Now, I understand it being in a film like that.
Yes.
Of actually having a physical tank. Well, I'm still hung up on
it was a
tank that was thrown by a man who turned into... He wasn't actually green and huge. He was CGI. Why do they have a huge tank? I feel like that's an unnecessary expense. I mean,
well, if you want to see it yourself, it's available behind the Circus in Las Vegas Strip at Battlefield of Vegas, which can also shoot every kind of weapon you can imagine.
Did y'all do any shooting?
We did not.
You just did crushing.
Yeah, we didn't have time.
Can you fire a tank there?
It was unclear.
Because I think in Alabama,
Alabama. Are you just crushing it? Are you also firing? And I said, I think we're just crushing. But I thought they would just meant like other weapons. But then my wife interpreted it as, no, we could have fired the tank if we wanted to.
Yeah.
On the outside, I mean, it's on the Vegas Strip. Like,
where could you shoot?
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
right out there.
There's a place in Lincoln, Alabama called Combat Park. And Lincoln, Alabama is near where Talladega Super Speedway is. It's off I-20, kind of right in between Atlanta and Birmingham, a little bit closer to Birmingham.
Through the Waffle House Museum.
If you're on the tour of the Southeast, but Combat Park, you can do similar things like this. You can go do a tank experience, and I believe you can shoot a round of some sort.
Yeah.
Obviously not an explosive ordnance, but I think it's some sort of projectile.
Yeah, I don't know if they offered that, but they offered all kinds of guns. If you're looking for all of the conservatives in Las Vegas, they're there.
Yeah.
They are ready, and they have merch that you probably couldn't wear except for at a Trump rally. It was like stuff that I'm like, I feel like you walk into any public place.
Like you didn't fly with that on to get out of here. Yeah.
Lord, no. It was, it was aggressive. A lot of weaponry, a lot of different versions of the flag.
Oh.
A lot of offensive patches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of Panama City style patches.
Like on their clothing or on like backpacks?
Because the people who work there all wear camo like they're in the military.
Oh, right.
But their patches are all like something dirty.
No, you can't repeat.
Yeah. I don't remember all of them, but the ones are going through my head right now, I can't say those.
That's very Vegas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great.
You know, that car you crushed is an interesting tie-in here as well.
Yeah. Honda Civic.
Not the first time you've crushed that year Honda Civic either.
With a sort of tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was... Will had a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
Which they brought up, and they were like, did you ever own a Civic? And I was like, one of my friends did. And,
bet you never thought you could crush it. Actually.
And at this time, in the mid-2000s, I was driving an H2 Hummer, as you do. It was bright orange, and it was friggin' awesome, and I wish I still had it. And during the gas crisis that time, it was like, I can't afford this car. Right. I can't afford the gas. I think it had about 6 miles to the gallon. But Will was parked in the cul-de-sac behind my house, and I just did not see it. And I think I just tapped it.
Yeah, you were backing.
I couldn't go
at a very slow, normal
5 miles
pace.
An hour,
yeah.
Probably. And Will, I remember I'm looking through the window and he's going, no. And I just smashed it. And it smashed your car.
I've never seen
the crumple.
Matter
yeah.
like that crumple in.
Yeah.
It was as though it were like in a vacuum form machine.
Yeah, so. It just got sucked in.
Yeah.
And then I immediately went to replace it. It's like, don't call the cops.
Like, I'm not. In your driveway.
Yeah, but the best part is they replaced that door with another perfect door. I mean, it looked exactly the same.
Right.
Couldn't tell. Except for the lock, which was an old pop-up lock. All of them were black in the car, except for that one, which was brown.
Like military tan.
Yeah. So we called the car Old Brown Lock.
And
when eventually that car was totaled by not me.
Yeah, someone else.
Someone
that
else.
Car crumpled very easily.
Yeah. You maintained the lock.
I pulled it out of the
which
car.
Which one they
for
did for Amanda. They gave her the Honda Civic. They gave her the hood ornament.
Oh.
As a token.
Well, maybe I think I still have that lock. I could give it to her. She could make a shrine to the Civic.
That's fine.
It's weird. Yeah.
All right. Let's wrap up. All right. I think we've done enough. We've said it all. We still haven't talked about DeSantis and Disney. One day we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
That's something that's pretty interesting.
Get your thoughts on it.
Yeah, you should. Because I am a property owner in Osceola County. So I have some vested
interest. Some interest. Yeah.
In my taxes going up.
Mm-hmm.
I've also used Reedy Creek, their emergency services. So I'm a little conflicted on this. I'm a DeSantis fan. I like him. He's on his book tour right now, nationwide book tour.
Is that what that is? It's only for the book.
Only for the book.
Nothing else.
He's not. He's going to Ohio.
New York, Florida.
Where is that?
Iowa.
Iowa. It really is.
South Carolina.
Is that like, how close is he coming here? It's like, no.
Not
he's like, I got that. I'm going to Tennessee. He's going to Birmingham, though.
No. Oh.
Hoover, Alabama. So maybe we can go down and see him.
I'd go.
I'd totally go. I'm a fan. But this is my one, like, you know.
You'd be the guy at the Q&A. Sir, I have a question about the Reedy Creek.
I have a question about my taxes going up, my property taxes in Osceola County.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you know about this, sir. If you privatize the Reedy Creek development, never mind. All right. Move on. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that next show. So, see you then.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.